Jeff Bezos, CEO of Amazon and owner of The Washington Post, released a blog accusing the National Enquirer and his parent company, AMI, of extortion. To discuss the legal implications, I'm joined by Professor Buzz Scher. This is the UNH Law Podcast. Learn more about the law school and apply by visiting law.unh.edu. Opinions discussed are solely the opinion of the faculty or hosts and do not constitute legal advice or necessarily represent the official views of the University of New Hampshire. First of all, I would highly suggest everyone read Bezos' blog post. It's linked in the episode description. It's a fascinating read that I bet AMI never expected to see. So, Buzz, where do we start with this?
There's two issues. Legally, there's two issues for AMI or the National Enquirer. One, does it count? Does what they did, which was, I believe, in a letter from AMI's lawyer. It was not. It's not like did they really say that or didn't they say it? It's apparently in a letter.
Yeah.
And basically, what they said is, if you stop investigating us
as an AMI,
then in our relationship with President Trump, then we won't publish these explicit photos we have of you that has come into our possession.
Him and his mistress.
At the time. Turns out that those photos came into AMI's possession through the mistress's brother, who apparently had some axe to grind with Jeff Bezos.
Has anyone gone after him yet for doing this?
Not yet, but wouldn't surprise me if something comes from that. But in purposes of AMI, the people who publish the National Enquirer, there's two legal issues, both criminally related. Does what they said to Bezos constitute extortion? That is, did they threaten him in an effort to obtain something of value? So,
which according to Bezos, they did with the letters.
That, you know, that the statement, we won't publish explicit photos of you and your mistress, is arguably characterizable as a threat. And if we will not publish them if you give us this thing of value, that is, you stop investigating us and our relationship with President Trump. So on the face of it, it smells like a criminal case for extortion. AMI is saying, no, it's not. This is normal business practice. Well,
which it might be.
Yeah, that doesn't mean.
For better or worse.
Just because it's normal business practice doesn't not make it extortion.
Right.
The second can of worms that is opened by this legally is, independent of this, the special counsel, Robert Mueller's office, effectively an immunity agreement or a plea agreement with AMI not to prosecute them if they were cooperative with Mueller's office in investigating payoffs or alleged payoffs to Stormy Daniels and others, and benefits that may have accrued to people that were alleged to have had an affair with Trump. Did they buy their story to kill the story? Basically, did they buy their silence? And that's what Mueller was investigating in his criminal investigation of President Trump. And as a part of the agreement, they agreed not to commit any crimes and to cooperate with the special counsel's office.
And how long ago was that? It was not that long ago, was it?
Not that. It was last year sometime. Last fall, I think it was. Now, what's interesting, you know, the technical piece of it from my perspective, that's interesting. To convict AMI of extortion, you would have to prove the case beyond a reasonable doubt. You'd have to get them indicted or charged. You'd have a discovery process. You'd have a trial. And the prosecution would have to convince the jury beyond a reasonable doubt that they threatened them in order to obtain something of benefit. Okay. That's a lengthy and complicated process.
That could have serious impacts on Amazon and the Washington Post.
Yes.
So long as Bezos is attached to them, which currently he's very attached to.
Yeah, he owns it.
Yeah.
What's interesting is that as to the immunity agreement, it really comes down to this. If Mueller's office has a good faith basis to believe that AMI committed extortion, engaged in extortion, which is a standard far less rigorous than proof beyond a reasonable doubt, they can void the agreement. So they're in the short term, they're probably in more trouble there. Those are the two central legal issues right now. The broader issue is, does AMI get a version of what maybe they want because they get to publish the pictures? They get all this, they're in the news all the time, regardless of whether they're indicted or not. They're going to go to, you know, they're going to be in the news about this.
Which they don't care about bad press. Know. All press is good press to them.
Some would claim that they are, by definition, bad press.
Right.
And so, you know, that's a very interesting, let's call it a socio-cultural issue in this case. Is this all, did they set Bezos up for this reason? Or did they say, we don't have any problem if this is the way it plays out? We don't have any problem if he doesn't agree to it and we publish the photos. We just don't have any problem no matter what happens. We got the photos and let's see how much stuff we can, publicity we can generate about AMI related to this. So some view it from that perspective. The president of AMI, has, David Pecker, has been a close confidant for many years of President Trump, apparently. I don't know that that's still the case, but it adds a layer of intrigue to what is going on and why AMI is doing what it's doing. At this point, the interesting question, at one level is, right now, who looks worse, Jeff Bezos or AMI? And in the long term, depending on how it plays out, who's going to look worse? Probably people who could care less about AMI and don't like the National Enquirer and don't read it. If they're supporters of President Trump, they're going to think Bezos looks worse, and it's going to flip around the other way. So
now how did the Stormy Daniels conflict resolve? Because that was initially, she was allegedly paid off to keep the relationship silent and then didn't, and which unveiled this whole scheme in the back end between Cohen and Trump and them.
Cohen was indicted for conduct in the process of that. I don't recall whether it was lying to investigators or what the charge was, but part of Michael Cohen was Trump's fixer lawyer, personal lawyer, and as a part of this, he was the one that made the deal. And he may have engaged in, I don't recall whether his guilty plea was to tax violation related to the payments, whether it was a campaign finance violation related to the payments, or a perjury, lying to the FBI violation. I don't recall off the top of my head. But he got into a mess of trouble. And arguably, that's the circumstance that then gave rise to, that case was what gave rise to any number of other troubles he now has.
Yeah, because there's a fascinating documentary on Netflix, actually, where one of the episodes is just around Cohen and Trump's, just on the real estate end of it, with all the things that they were involved with. All of it shady, but when Cohen was involved.
Yeah, I mean, there's by rumor and allegation, as they say, everyone knows that high-flying people have lawyers or others who are what loosely are called fixers.
Yeah.
There's a wonderful movie with George Clooney. I can't remember the name of it, but he plays the role of a fixer in that case. And you watch him get more and more morally compromised by being a fixer. It's one of the ways that lawyers, some people lust after being that kind of lawyer. And other people hate lawyers for the moral corruption that comes with being that kind of lawyer. So it's an interesting window on lawyering. Let me just add that I think his mistress's brother might be in a heap of trouble.
Yeah, that's
depending
that's
on how he got a hold
soon.
Of those photos. I don't know. I don't know what the relationship is between he and his sister now.
Not great.
I know Jeff Bezos is getting a divorce from his longtime wife. My understanding from what I've read is that he became aware of this AMI threat, and that was a piece of the reason for the divorce. It doesn't appear to be a hostile divorce, but we so love in the United States having a window on other people's troubles, having a window on weird stuff going on at the in the government, and having a window on mistresses and things like that. And
which is why rags like the National Enquirer exists.
Absolutely.
And TMZ and all those services.
And it's why the Bezos circumstance is fascinating. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's nice to think about it from the purely legal perspective as a proof. You know, really, it's a... They're under attack on two fronts, potentially. The prosecutors are looking at whether they can charge a crime and whether they can prove it beyond a reasonable doubt, number one. But number two, are they gonna go after AMIs violating the immunity deal?
And I'd imagine there'll be some considerable civil suits, regardless, coming from Bezos.
Yes, I think, to say the least, he can finance his legal actions pretty well.
Thanks for listening to the UNH Law Podcast. Learn more about us by visiting law.unh.edu or following UNH Law on social media. Subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or Spotify. Opinions discussed are solely the opinion of the faculty or host and do not constitute legal advice or necessarily represent the official views of the University of New Hampshire.